State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
With Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Suicide is a major public health problem for American Indians. The suicide rate for American Indian teens in particular is 2.5 times higher than the national average. I'm going to take a look into why the numbers are so high and what is being done to reduce them.
We give thanks today for the wind and the rain and our Mother Earth, Ishkakimekwe.
I'm at the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians Reservation in Suttons Bay. It's a rainy summer day, no sun in sight. But that's not stopping thousands of folks from making the trek to the reservation for the annual powwow. The Anishinaabe word is Jingtamuk. 13-year-old Tyra John is decked out in full beaded regalia. She's performing 2 dances at the powwow today.
I do hoop dance and jingle dance.
She lives on the reservation, and she likes it here. She likes how everybody shares the same culture. She finds comfort in that. She gets kind of depressed when she has to leave the reservation to go to a public school nearby.
We were often ridiculed for our cultures in school. Well, I am anyways. My classmates sometimes are not very welcoming of my beliefs or culture.
And how does that make you feel?
Terrible.
I've had depression. It probably started to develop around 5th grade, but it got really bad in 7th grade.
Meeshan Willis is 17 years old and a member of the Bay Mills Indian community in Sault Ste. Marie. She now lives in Suttons Bay and was supposed to meet me at the powwow, but her anxiety got the best of her, so we did the interview at her mom's condo nearby. Willis says about 5 years ago, she started having these really intense feelings of self-harm and suicidal thoughts.
Usually when I have, like, self-harm thoughts, I just go to sleep or do something with my hands, like popping bubble wrap really helps. And then for suicidal thoughts, figured out if they get super, super bad, I have to go get my parents.
When I meet Meeshan Willis, she seems like any other bubbly, outgoing teenager. She loves to sing. She wants to be on Broadway. She says the psychiatrist she's seeing for her depression really helps, and she's on medication. Willis and her mom and brother actually moved to Suttons Bay so she could get better treatment. Mental health services for teens on the reservation are seriously lacking. When she lived in the UP, Meeshan Willis and her mom had to drive 2.5 hours each way to see a licensed child psychiatrist in Marquette. Sandra Momper says there are a number of factors that may contribute to the high rate of depression and suicide among American Indian teens. Things like historical trauma, loss of cultural identity, and poverty. According to the most recent federal data, more than 1/3 of American Indians on reservations live in poverty.
There's a sense of hopelessness. No wonder they get into substance abuse. No wonder they have problems with depression.
Momper is a tribal member and a social work professor at the University of Michigan. She just got a grant to work with the 12 federally recognized reservations in Michigan to help raise awareness about the teen suicide problem and develop ways to prevent it.
One of the things, before we get to the stage of help, we need to be training the community to even talk about suicide. There's kind of a code of silence.
To break the code of silence, Momper and her team offer workshops called Suicide Talk to get people more comfortable talking about it. They've also developed a screening process to help identify teens who may need help, and they're currently training tribal elders and other community members on how to recognize the signs of depression before it's too late. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.